Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Again, we talked last time some about the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, but there's a lot going on there and a lot of activity having to do with the GMA. And we have talked before about the fundraiser to replace the seats.
Yes, and it has taken fire recently, and they are very, very close to having the lower section completed. Mm-hmm. And about to start working on the upper section, and things are really, really moving. And it's everybody really believes we'll be placing orders for the seats in late February, early March.
And again, the seats in the building are the original seats that were installed when the building opened. It's now more than 75.
That's correct.
Years ago, they did have some upholstery and some light padding put on them at some point, but
only on the bottom part, and it's only about an inch, and it's
right.
Still miserable, and the seats are still where you have to crane your neck to try to see around the person in front of you.
Right.
So
now there is, and you've raised already. You all have raised a lot of money.
Yes.
For this, but now there's a fundraiser on Saturday night, February 20th, and I've seen this referred to as the Numb Butts. Fundraisers,
correct,
to eliminate numb butts in the seats at the GMA. But tell me now about the fundraiser.
Well, this is what we hope will become an annual event, because there will always be ongoing needs at the GMA, and we're hoping whether it's additional lighting or something like that this will become, we hope, a way for the community to support this extraordinary gem that we have in that in that auditorium. But on this particular evening, which will be February 20th at the Emerald Ballroom at Landon's, we are having the GMA Mystery Theater. And it will be an original three-act mystery. We are calling it a non-factual reenactment of an actual event.
Mm-hmm.
And our idea is to take some show that took place at the GMA in its past and write an original fun play around that. And our first one this year is going to be about the time that the Louisiana Hayride came to town in 1955. I think it was October 3rd or October 5th. And, of course, the star of the show was a rising young man from Mississippi named Elvis Presley.
Uh-huh.
And we have managed to research, and we have the entire bill of performers for the evening. And so we have written a play around those characters. In some cases, we've been able to find out who they were. Of course, everybody knows who Elvis was. But we have not been able to find out any more than the name of Dalton and Lula Joe. So we get free reign to make them up. Willie Birdbrain, the hillbilly comic. Betty Amos. We don't know anything about them, so we're having a lot of fun creating a mystery around these characters.
Wow. That is a legendary event in the history of Greenville.
Is.
Everybody knows that Elvis Presley played at the Municipal Auditorium in 1955, but there, as far as the specifics of it, there's not much, because, of course, at the time, no one realized how important Elvis would be, so there was relatively little coverage in the newspaper and the Herald Banner at the time.
That's right, and in fact, most of what we've really found that describes this was a series of concerts that were traveling through the Louisiana Hayride, went on sort of a tour through the area.
Sure.
And the same performers would go from place to place, pretty much. Yeah. They may change out a few, but so we've been able to find out a little bit more, because you might have a little bit of coverage maybe in the Paris paper, or maybe down in Longview or something like that. But again, most of these were no more than one or two paragraphs, just the Louisiana Hayride is coming to town. That's why we've had so much fun, at least being able to create our characters.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. There's a great book, by the way, you might look up on Elvis and his early Texas tours, and it mentions a lot of these stops along the way in all of the small towns in
Texas.
Oh,
wow.
And as a matter of fact, I think it's in the library.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll find out. Now, the way we're going to set this up is it's not a formal play in the sense that we actually have stages and sets. We're treating it as though it's an old radio show.
Uh-huh.
And so the actors, and we've got wonderful local people who are going to perform, they are all going to be reading scripts, and it's going to be set up with the sound effects guys and all of the things to make it like an old radio show.
Yeah, and have you cast Elvis yet?
We have not. We're going to work with the young performers from Greenville Family Theater. Because we've got to have somebody who is about 17 or 18
who's
years
young.
Old.
Yeah, sure.
That's right.
Good. Well, this is a fundraiser then Saturday night, February 20th at the Emerald Ballroom.
Right. And tickets are $50 a person. You can go online to the GMA, Showtime at the GMA, and you can get information there. And also on the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, the GMA Seat Campaign Facebook page has information.
Right. Pud Cones with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always enjoy it.
And
thanks.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.